Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Later this year, we'll celebrate her 22nd year and as the founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. You can see her byline all over the place. Nobody on the planet, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen. That's why she's one of our heroes. Karen Kerrigan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be here. Wow, we have staying power, and we're not going anywhere, right, Jim?
I know we're going to do 22 more, aren't we?
We are.
We'll be doing walker races, won't we? Hey, Karen, I want you to give us your tour of where you think small business is across America today. What is the general consensus when you talk to small business owners? When you advocate for them, your membership, where do you think they are on the scale of happiness to unhappiness, 1 to 10, 10 being very happy? What would you say small business is on that continuum?
Well, you know, I would say generally, from a general perspective, you know, 8.5 to 8.8.
I agree with that.
And if you look at all the various surveys that are done, whether it's Gallup, Small Business Survey, NFIB, the Chamber does a quarterly index as well. I mean, all those find that small businesses are feeling pretty good. I mean, they still remain very confident. Their financials look good. They're confident about the future.
Their balance sheets have never been better. Having come through the Great Recession and the lost decade, I call it, when things were not happy, when we were probably about a 2.5 instead of an 8.5, having come through that and gotten and deleveraged, and we now know how to operate our businesses more efficiently, our balance sheets are better than I believe than they've ever been, and that makes small business owners happy.
Very much so, very much so, and it's backed by, you know, a lot of things. I mean, consumer spending is great. The higher wages. I mean, you know, their biggest concerns. I mean, obviously, there's some concern about where trade is going. They'd like to see a resolution by the end of this year, and I think we'll get there with China. There's other trade agreements in the works. You know, we're pushing for USMCA. But really, and the biggest issue, which shows you the strength of the economy, is, you know, they just can't find the workers that they
That's
need to take advantage of growth opportunities. Now, they are using an embedding. They have been doing this since, you know, the weak economic recovery. A lot of technology, new technology, continues to pop, you know, every day, every week that they can use, you know, to help, you know, grow their businesses. But yeah, I mean, there is this big issue, you know, with the labor shortage, and that's a big issue. So, but by and large,
but you know, Karen, one of the things I want to point out, it has to be said. Small business owners can deal with the challenges that you mentioned about finding people to work, getting customers, dealing with technology. Those are good. Those are challenges. Those are opportunities. The main thing I think that's probably half or more than half of the positive nature right now of small businesses is they feel like the government is out of their way. I've never seen a landscape where I don't know any small businesses who are looking around thinking, what's the government going to do to me tomorrow? We've sort of dropped our shields a little bit, and that makes us happier. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I think there was concern, you know, given – you know, the election in the House, the Democrats taking over. But I think, you know, once the small businesses thought about that in terms of the, you know, there is the Senate, which is Republican, and then you have the White House, which generally have been pushing largely pro-business policies, they feel pretty good about that. So,
well, thank God, thank God the House Democrats are focusing on impeachment, right? At least they can't mess up anything else, right?
Yeah. Their investigations are taking up a lot of time. But, you know, but also we can't forget, Jim, there are those small businesses in those states that just continue to do really wacky anti-small business stuff.
You're right.
I mean, California, New York.
I want you to report on that when we come back after the break. I want you to tell us about some of those things. And I want you to talk about some of the things that health care is always on the front burner, always a challenge for small businesses. And we're going to talk about some of the good stuff and some of the stuff that still has to be done, and what Karen is doing, the hard work that she's doing, and the fruit of some of that hard work, folks, is what we're experiencing right now. Karen Kerrigan and I will be right back after the break. I don't care where it goes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.